The community of Tok hosts a thick, growing forest of spruce trees and a thinning, shrinking population of people and businesses. Like elsewhere in rural Alaska, high energy costs and a lack of jobs are causing people to leave. But the trees may be the solution to bringing people back. APRN's Ann Hillman learned more.
Tok is in the midst of an energy crisis. Electricity costs 51 cents per kilowatt hour for businesses, 3.5 times the price in Anchorage. Heating oil is over $4 a gallon. Community members are looking for a new solution.
Tok seems to be the best place in the state of Alaska for biomass power and heat.
That's Jeremy Rogers with Dulcin Energy. He says the company can get private capital to back a 2-megawatt biomass plant. It would use wood chips to provide both power and heat to the entire community.
If you look around the state, you don't find anywhere else with the available timber resource and the high cost of utility. So this is the best place to make it work.
It's already being done on a small scale at the Tok School. Rogers' company and the local utility, AP&T, have played with the idea for nearly 5 years, but it's never gotten off the ground. AP&T spokesperson and Chamber of Commerce Vice President Dave Stancliffe says that's because they never had all of the players, like the utility, the financiers, the harvesters, and the community members, at the same table. And now, he says they're more motivated than ever.
The economic health of the community, the social health of the community are all at stake with the high cost of energy. And we have enrollment in the school that's gone down. We have people that are moved out of Tok because they can't afford to pay the power bills and their heating bills.
Stancliffe argues that getting the fuel source locally will create more jobs and keep money in the community. Mickey Hinton is AP&T's power operations manager for the Interior Division. He says the plant could stabilize power costs, but he mostly sees it as a source of heat.
Heat would be the primary resource we think would be the most profitable and most economical is the heat. Electrical would be secondary. Location of the plant would be critical to make this happen. We have to have it centrally located. My understanding can only go so far with the heat for reliabilities, for gaining what you want out of the heat.
Tony Lee is a local contractor who recently formed a nonprofit to organize people around the idea of the community biomass plant. He also thinks location could make or break the project.
My vision for this plant, for the maximum impact in this community, is placed where we have an industrial park.
Lee says that could inspire new businesses to sell things like kiln-dried firewood and wood pellets. But Lee also says he has reservations. Heat loops that connect businesses are incredibly expensive. But he doesn't see any other options.
In order to strive and thrive in the future, we've got to reimagine ourselves. And the only thing we really have going for us is biomass.
The Division of Forestry is ready to offer 25-year contracts to harvest 700 to 900 acres of woody biomass per year. Forester Peter Tallis explains that cutting the trees would solve two problems, powering the community and reducing the risk of wildfires.
Basically thin out the forest so that it's just not so dense, so thick, that the fire burns really hot and really intense. And by reducing that intensity, it gives our firefighters a greater chance at knocking that fire down.
Tallis says wildfires can quickly spread through the community because of the dense stands of trees. Jeremy Rogers from Dulcin Energy says they should know within 6 months if it's worth it to go ahead with the project or not. In Tok, I'm Ann Hillman.